Hi, and welcome to another episode of News Digest Connectibytes for July 6th. I'm your host, Neil Ronahan, and with me, as almost always, Patrick Barnett.
Hello.
And we're going to give you the straight dope about Nintendo news. And first, we're going to start off with some way forward news, because there's surprisingly a lot of it. First off, there was that mention about Shantae possibly coming to Wii U. We actually talked to Voldy Way and Matt Bozon at E3 and found out that they're doing a whole lot of different things with Shantae, or at least, well, not that they're doing a whole lot of different things, but they have a lot of different ideas for Shantae, which includes everything from remaking the original for 3DS or Wii U to making, the sequel to Risky's Revenge on 3DS or Wii U. Like, at this point, I don't even think Way Forward knows what they're doing with Shantae next. But it is the kind of thing where, it's never something that's on the forefront, because Shantae is an original game, whereas something like, let's say, Adventure Time, because it's a licensed game, that kind of, supersedes Shantae sometimes. And in this case, Adventure Time looks like it's going to be pretty awesome. They're taking inspiration from Zelda 2, which seems kind of crazy.
I didn't get a chance to look. There's screenshots, right?
Yeah, there's a few, but I don't know if that episode, that issue of Nintendo Power is actually, like, gone wide yet, because all there is is the preview of it. And it seems like what it is there is, side-scrolling combat, like Zelda 2, and then you have overworlds that you explore from a top-down perspective.
I wish they would have had this game at E3 for us to check out.
Like, apparently, it's really early.
Okay, but it's supposed to come out this fall.
Yeah, which is kind of weird. That it's coming out this fall, but I think it just might be like a short development time game to begin with. Because apparently when it got announced, it was basically kind of leaked by Pendleton Ward from the creator of Adventure Time.
I'm not sure if it was leaked. He did it pretty...
Well, okay, let's put it this way. Like, dude's a loose cannon. I think we can assume that.
Okay.
But, talking to Voldy and Bozon at E3, they made the comment about how it's just like, the ink dried. And then Pendleton was just like, hey, guess what? We're doing this game with Way Forward. So, like, when we heard about that announcement, or when we heard about that game's existence, like, Way Forward just heard about that game's existence. So,
it was probably one of those moments where they're just like, oh man, now we got to do this real fast.
And I think that's the kind of thing is that, like, they would have loved to have something in E3, but it wasn't possible. But that game is cool, and it looks like it's going to be Zelda 2, and, the Shantae stuff, who knows? Who knows what the future will bring, but we do know what the near future for Way Forward will bring, which is Mighty Switch Force coming to the Wii U eShop, probably around launch, kind of depends on what gets added to it and how it's done. Basically, the confirmed, additions, if you can call it that, is that they're going to have a revamped Sail animated style as opposed to the sprite-based stuff that was on the 3DS game. They're going to use the gamepad as a hooligan tracker. That's what the bottom screen was used for on 3DS. And you'll also be able to play it just on the gamepad.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of awesome. I hope there are lots of games that are like that.
Yeah. Like, I guess at E3, the main game they actually showed off was New Super Mario Brothers that can be played off the TV screen, but were there others there?
Trine 2.
Okay.
And I think there might have been a few others that they confirmed, but Trine 2 was the one, like, the guys from Frozen Byte were just like, yep, that you'll be able to do that, and you can tell. Like, I mean, really, you could have played that demo at E3 by not looking at the TV. Yeah.
The games that don't utilize both screens at the same time are the ones.
Yeah.
Something like Zombie U, I don't think you'll be able to.
Yeah.
That's why I like Mighty Switch Force.
Yep. And it's going to include all the bonus stuff from the original game, including the stuff from that recent update, the retry button and everything. That'll all be there. There might be new content, but only if they have enough time. So I guess it kind of depends on how their other projects go and how the transition of this game from sprites to Cell animated on the Wii U works.
That could also kind of be a hint that they're trying to make launch of the Wii U. Like, they want to get it out at launch, and if they have enough time in between launch and when they finish, they can add new content, possibly.
Yeah. Maybe they'll do an update like they did with the 3DS version, if they want to hit launch very badly.
Hopefully they're able to easily.
Yeah. And I think this is the kind of case where, you look at Ubisoft, and how they always have so many damn games at system launches, where it probably behooves WayForward to maybe skimp a little bit on the content and get it there at launch, because then they'll probably get more sales. As sucky as it sounds to hear it, it's very true.
I'm sure I'll buy it either way, if there's new content or not.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of their work. But we found out about some other downloadable games. There were new Club Nintendo games and a new Club Nintendo year. Although, as of this recording, we still haven't heard what the Elite and Platinum prizes are for Club Nintendo for last year. But it is a new year and a new month, so that means there are new games that you can get using coins. One of them is Mario Tennis for Nintendo 64. You can get this for your Wii for 150 coins. And then the other one is Electroplankton Rec-Rec, which is one of the bite-sized versions of Electroplankton that's on DSiWare. You can get that for your 3DS for 100 coins. What's different about these two games is that they are available for shorter amounts of time than the previous games on the Club Nintendo service. Electroplankton is only available until July 15th, so about, you know, halfway through the month. And then Mario Tennis is available until July 22nd, which is a little later. So maybe they'll be offering more games later in the month and kind of giving people more of a variety. Which
I'm wondering if there's going to be a Club Nintendo revamp coming around that time. Like, they haven't shown us our prizes yet. Maybe they're waiting till like that one time.
Yeah, I mean, they did do kind of an update with the new year. And they did a pretty sizable revamp a couple months ago.
That's true. It's just odd to see them stop it in the middle of the month.
Yeah. I mean, I think maybe it's just to give you kind of more constantly updated new games.
I guess that could be
especially it. How it's staggered, where one's done, you know, in 2 weeks and the other one's done in three.
Okay, yeah.
But are you going to get either of these?
No, I'm not going to.
I feel
like the Electroplankton's kind of a ripoff, I don't know. 100 coins, but I mean, I guess that's not really a currency. Like, yeah. They're free, but as Electroplankton, you can get that for $2, and then Mario Tennis is, what, 1,000 Wii points?
Yeah.
So $2 versus $10, and 100 coins versus 150 coins.
Yeah.
It doesn't quite sound like getting the bang for your buck.
I'd probably get Mario Tennis for the fact that I don't have my Wii right now, because it broke.
You're missing out on everything.
Yeah, I know. So I'm not really too crestfallen, but I probably would have gotten it if I had my Wii right now.
Of the two, that's the one I'd probably be more interested in. Definitely after Mario Tennis Open.
Yeah. We have a new release this week, though, and that's Theater Rhythm Final Fantasy. It also is the first 3DS game in North America to have downloadable content, or as Nintendo and Square seem to refer to it as, add-on content, which just seems kind of a very Nintendo thing to do. Refer to things differently, even though it's the same damn thing. I've been playing the game. It is very good. As someone who enjoys Final Fantasy and rhythm games, it's still a rhythm game, but at the same time, there's like this, you know, you have a party of four people, an RPG leveling up system, and, you know, a lot of different ways to play the songs. And it's honestly one of the better rhythm games I've ever played.
I was reading online somewhere that leveling up your party doesn't really add a lot to the
game. Just kind of like, I mean, the fact that, like, you can equip spells and abilities to your party members is
like does that actually affect
charming.
The gameplay?
Well, what there is there's basically two main modes, and I guess technically there's three. But for the sake of this, I'll just refer to two. There's series mode or challenge mode. Series mode is where there's, you know, a set of five songs for each game, and you play through that in an order, and then, you know, you get scores for each song, and then the set as a whole. And then you can do challenge mode, which is those songs individually. And then there's the Chaos Shrine, where you do these things called Dark Notes, which are two different songs paired randomly. And that's where, more of the kind of combat stuff comes in handy, because the first one will be one of, like, the field events, and depending on how well you do there, then you'll fight a different boss that will give you different loot. And that loot leads to, you know, unlocking more songs, unlocking more characters, just unlocking more stuff in the game.
You just sold me on the game.
The Dark Note stuff, I barely even touched. I went through all the series stuff. But yeah, I mean, I've been having a lot of fun with it, a lot more fun than I thought I would, and I'm glad I got it. And the DLC is only $1. I got 2 different songs. It was a pretty painless operation once it started working, because there was no kind of like, hey, guess what? Go on the shop. It's working. You do it all through the game.
Oh, okay.
When it wasn't working, like, it's basically like the main screen, and then it says add-on content, you tap that. But when it wasn't working, it would just take you there and be like, oh, you know, checking the SD card, checking the network, oh, it's not working. And then finally it went through, and then after that, you know, you could see all the different songs, but there's no way to, like, a song preview or anything, which kind of sucked. But that's what YouTube's for. But yeah, I mean, I think it's a pretty good game, and it starts off this crazy-ass month of Square Enix, as we got Heroes of Ruin and Kingdom Hearts 3D coming out over the rest of the month.
And also, Rhythm Thief, that's not Square Enix, but
another rhythm game.
Another rhythm game packed into the month of July.
Yeah. It's a big month.
Yeah.
The other news before we get into the weekly downloads is, well, I guess this is related, but there is a Swap Note update that adds multiple colors.
Does nothing, really.
Yeah. You can only use one per each individual swap note, which I guess people are up in arms about.
There's no real point to having different colors, in my opinion. Like, yeah, you can just change it to blue, but what's the big deal?
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's cool. There might be some people that are into it, but for me, man, I deleted that shit months ago. I ain't never going back.
You might, when the Wii U comes out, didn't they say there might be some swap note type of stuff between the two systems?
I mean, maybe if it actually, like, is better.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Miiverse looks cool, because it looks like they're like, hey, we fucked up with swap note. How are we going to make this better?
Maybe you'll come back. All I know is my 3DS doesn't glow rapidly like it used to before.
Yeah, I know. Thank God. Probably saved my battery life.
Yeah.
So, we had a hell of a week for eShop games this week. I guess just downloads in general. We had 2 new 3DS eShop games. So Family Tennis 3D is the first eShop game this week, and it is available for $6.99, and it's part of the Arc System Works series of family games. There was a soccer one earlier this year that was kind of crappy, I think. Supposedly, this is the best family game. I mean, it's a tennis game. There's 8 characters, 6 courts, and a bunch of different modes. So I guess if you didn't want to spend $40 on Mario Tennis Open, you can try Family Tennis 3D for $7.
Mm-hmm. The thing I'm worried about is I've already got my tennis filled
with Mario Tennis. Yeah, that's why I have zero interest in this game right now. That might change, but
maybe down the road when it's on sale, possibly?
Yeah, maybe. The next game is Akari by Nicoli. It's another one of Nicoli's crappy puzzle games.
Is this the fourth one?
I think it might be the fifth. I don't know. I know they've had Slitherlink. I think they had a Sudoku. The Slitherlink game is the only one that I played, and that was freaking terrible. So I can't imagine this one being much better. I know I was talking to a friend of the show. I'm only thinking of his Twitter name. Laffer.
Jesse Waldeck.
Yes, Jesse Waldeck from VG Tribune. He apparently is a sucker and downloads all these games, and they've all been bad. So that's not really too promising. But, you know, Akari is a different puzzle game, so it probably has a terrible interface and some new puzzles. So that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
We have 2 DSiWare games. There is 3-2-1 dot 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 words up, which is $2.
You forgot the exclamation
point. Oh, words up! Does that work?
I guess.
I guess you make a lot of different words in different languages. If you create enough words, or if you don't create enough words within the time, you will lose. So, words up. The second DSiWare game is Topo Loco for $5. You study topography with Professor Topo Loco, and he teaches you about 5 of the continents. So,
I'm guessing Australia.
Maybe the other 2 will be add-on content later on. apparently, there's mini games that have you locating cities and countries and dragging flags. I mean, this sounds like a kind of fun, shitty little geography game, but I can play plenty of those online, possibly even on the 3DS browser. So, yeah, I mean,
so true.
Maybe this isn't terrible, but it doesn't really look too good at the outset. who knows? I mean, you're missing two of seven continents already. That can't be good. For WiiWare, we have another winner that Carmine's all excited for. That's Let's Create Pottery, which is available for 500 Wii points, or, roughly $5. You make pottery using the Wii Remote. To finish things off, to finish up the stuff on 3DS, we have a demo for Heroes of Rowan. Have you played the demo yet?
No, not yet.
I haven't either. I downloaded it. It's probably downloading while we are recording this. I'll check it out. I'm excited to play the game. It looks like it's going to be good. I mean, Buzz from Europe has been pretty solid. Then we have two 3DS Virtual Console games. There's The Legend of Zelda, an NES Ambassador game. That's $5. And then NES Open Tournament Golf, another NES Ambassador game. That is also $5.
I actually played that when I updated it today.
Now, does it still suck?
Yeah. No different.
I mean, I have good memories of that game when I played it when I was younger, but when I played it for the Ambassador game, I actually defended it when we found out it was part of the list, and then I started playing it, and I'm like, nope, not going to defend this anymore.
I've been playing golf a lot recently, like real golf, so.
I figured you'd be like, Mario can't be that much harder to do this with. I've been shagging balls of the links for weeks now. The last thing of the week is 2020 Super Baseball, which is a Wii Virtual Console game available for 900 Wii points. It's a Neo Geo game in which people play futuristic baseball, if you couldn't tell by the fact that it's referring to the year 2020, and it has baseball in the title. We are nearing a time with this game. I think it came out in probably early mid-90s, where, 2020 ain't that far away from now. I don't think baseball is really going to be that futuristic in 8 years.
Oh, from the screenshots I looked at, it was basically like robots playing baseball.
Yeah, I think we're a good, 15, 20 years at a minimum away from robots playing baseball.
Minimum should be emphasized.
I mean, I'd rather just play Blurn's Ball, like the Futurama game. That would be a fun video game.
If I knew what you were talking about, I'd probably agree.
You should watch Futurama.
I've seen some of it, but...
The last bit of news before we go is that Sakura Samurai Art of the Sword is the game of the week. So likely by the time you listen to this, noon time, Eastern time, Friday, this will be $5 instead of $7 on the eShop. And I didn't have, tremendous things to say about Sakura Samurai, but if you're curious, it's totally worth $5. I know a lot of people
didn't seem to be too, you weren't overly excited about it, but I believe Danny has a review up on the site as well, and he was more positive.
I recommend, if you are on the fence, read both of our reviews and then go from there. I mean, it's the kind of game that, for $5, totally worthwhile. It's just that I don't think it's that good. But, that is the Nintendo downloads. Next week, we should be getting Kirby's Pinball Land, so there should be much rejoicing.
I believe Johnny Kung Fu comes out next week as well.
Yes, Johnny Kung Fu as well, and then I think Sword of Hope 2. So, 8-bit summer continues with games that we haven't had since last September. So that should be fun.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's about it. Talk to you guys next week.
Yep. See ya.